Well, hey there. Okay, I've got something shiny and new to share today. I'm developing a new content calendar for your weekly dose of higher consciousness that I hope you will find truly enjoyable. I am also merging another podcast I created from the Mind Body Spirit Network called High Vibe Tribe Radio with this one. So all High Vibe Tribe Radio types of podcasts and topics will merge with your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Woohoo! Bonus for you! But before I get started, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness on the podcast channel now known as HighVibeTribeRadio.com. And on the YouTube channel, you can find us at HighVibeTribeTV.com. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm a teacher of consciousness and where true power to be the change you want to see in this world exists. I'm also pretty well versed in many holistic and alternative ways of healing, ways of looking at personal development and spiritual growth. And I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal development, and spiritual growth. And today is no exception. So let's get started. The reason I am merging my two podcasts is that both podcasts are similar intent, meaning I'm sharing content and conversations around mind, body, spirit, health, and putting all of this into context based on consciousness calibrations, which is simply put, it's a measurement of energy. And everything in life emits an energy field. And when you start to understand where true power exists in consciousness, you can start to kind of finesse the field and make sure that you're putting your attention on things that are of higher consciousness because they're constructive, upward pulling, life affirming. And when you put things into context, you can now ask how it relates to something else. Make it relative to other things. So as an example, if you compare one book to another, let's say a self-help, self-healing book to another, you want to make sure that the book that you're choosing is of higher consciousness, because there's more than enough, as an example, self-help, healing and personal development and growth books that are not of higher consciousness, meaning they hold no truth within them and no power to help you shift. And in fact, they can bring you down a rabbit hole of miscreating and negativity. So that's just an example of how I like to help you start putting things into context and make sure you understand, okay, if you're going to give your attention to something that's negatively oriented, you have the choice to do so, and you understand now, okay, I understand the consequences, but, maybe it feels good to be angry or read something. You could read a book that's of, the content is of negative consciousness because it's like a murder mystery. Of course, it's going to be negatively oriented, but when it comes to helping yourself, you want to make sure if you're taking a course or listening to a teacher or reading a book or, engaging in a webinar, you want to align yourself with people and things that calibrate of higher consciousness. And this is kind of like the added bonus here on your weekly dose of higher consciousness, is to help you understand where truth and power really exist. So another reason I'm switching it up is that some issues have popped up around copyright infringement regarding my sharing of Dr. David R. Hawkins' life's work and his books and his calibrations. So I need to tread a little bit more lightly around how I share his content. And I'm going to be using content from a friend of mine's website called ConsciousnessCalibrations.com. I'm going to use his calibrations instead because he's got thousands of current calibrations now I understand his, I am well aware of his integrity and intention to share the truth and provide calibrations that are clinically, like clinical calibrations. He's removed himself from the outcome. And I know someone who can do, people that have this intention, I understand because I have a similar intent. So I trust him and his calibrations. And I do have permission to share calibration and content ideas from his website. And I don't get paid anything to do this. This is not an affiliate relationship. I don't earn commissions. I'm doing this because I care about truth in consciousness, understanding where true power exists, and making sure that I'm putting my attention on things that can help and raise my own consciousness. So I want to give you, here's a sample of the topics I will be rotating throughout the weeks. So I think there's about seven or eight topics that I'll be rotating, you know, throughout those 7 or 8 week cycles. And some weeks you'll have some bonus content, which I may share on a separate day just so that you know it's kind of bonus content. And you might not necessarily, you know, have another opportunity for that. So I'm going to continue doing what I call main topics. And these topics are intended to help you with issues around personal development, spiritual growth, health, and well-being. They're also intended to help you align better with the understanding of power in consciousness and high energy or high level energy fields, which are also known as attractor fields. Now, I don't want you to like roll your eyes back and like, you know, I want you to come back to me now and pay attention. Because it's simply, you know, think of it as the law of attraction. We are all attractor fields of energy, every one of us. And we're a mixed bag of thoughts and beliefs and kind of like karmic inheritance and skill sets and education and ways of being in relationship. We're all a mixed bag of consciousness on all of these different topics. So we become a predominant energy field of attraction, essentially. That's what's going on within all of us. And if you don't like what you're attracting, then you've got to kind of take a deep look at what's going on to bring these attractions into manifestation, right? So this is kind of the intention of your weekly dose of higher consciousness, is to start to unravel these blocks in your energy field so that you can stop being the attractor of things you don't want. So that's main topics. That's the overall intention there, is to help you at some level remove blocks and shift you into like, oh, I just felt that. You know, I feel shifts a lot. It's like, whoa. You're like, oh, okay, I felt that shift. So this is my intention for you. Whether you do or not, I'm sensitive to energy, so it's no big deal if you don't, because you're still going, when you encounter the truth or higher energy attractor fields, right? There's some level of truth in all levels of higher consciousness. Some may not be as obvious as others, and others are obvious. So another topic that I really love to do is called your weekly dose of higher consciousness quizzes. Now, I'm not going to do a quiz every week. I'm going to do them like every 7 or 8 weeks. You'll have a quiz. And these are just everyday fun. And they help you to put many things into context based on consciousness calibrations. And there are so many interesting calibrations out there worth sharing. I love to do these quizzes. And they also give you the opportunity to kind of feel your way into, like, see how good you are at discerning energy fields, right? And an example that I think many people would enjoy is I did one a few months back now, or I don't know when I did it. I'll have to find it. But I did one on different types of diets, like vegan, vegetarian, paleo, pescatarian, keto, as an example. All of them have been calibrated as to their level of consciousness or their energy field. What kind of energy is going on? And it's very important to know that anything of higher consciousness, which is anything that calibrates above 200 on the map of consciousness, is positive, aspect-oriented, and constructive. Higher does not mean better at all. Just being above 200 is sufficient, right? Because at some super high levels of consciousness, you're not going to get it. You know, anything above 500 is a challenge. Even above 400 can be an intellectual challenge for many of us. If we didn't go to college, we don't have advanced education, things like that. So the mind wants to make anything that's higher in number better. It's a very linear thing when in fact it is not. That is not true. You don't necessarily need, what would be a good example? You don't need to, you need a gallon of gas to get you 30 miles. That's enough. You don't need any more than that. That's kind of the analogy I like to use. You know, how much gas in the tank do you need to do whatever it is that you need to do or to solve any problem that you need to solve? Some things don't require a lot of energy. They need a little bit of energy. So that's kind of the analogy I like to use. When you're looking at the map of consciousness and calibrations, what you really need to pay attention to, is it above 200 and is it below 200? If it's below 200, you got to wake up and say, okay, this is really not good for me. Of course, you know, exceptions to that are movies and books and things that are just entertaining. You want to be scared to death or you love murder mysteries. I have an 80-year-old friend that loves gory. I mean, she couldn't be sweeter. Sweeter, motherly, grandmotherly, but she's bright and witty and smart, but she loves gory murder mysteries, which I think is super funny. So, entertainment is one thing, but paying attention to your own level of consciousness and raising it is another. You got to watch what pay attention to what you're putting your attention on. Okay, another topic. So instead, I've been doing, you know, for those of you coming over from High Vibe Tribe Radio, I do 101 ways to happiness, peace, or success. And those are definitely copyright infringements from Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides. So I don't need to do that. I don't want to do that. I thought I was being helpful in sharing these things, but the owners to the rights of those don't agree, and I don't need a lawsuit. And Dr. Hawkins has passed, so his wife is in charge of his estate and all of his. And I totally appreciate her wanting to preserve his legacy and not have it corrupted by lower consciousness, which it already has been done. I've noticed it on YouTube and stuff. People sharing his stuff, thinking they know what they're talking about, even though I think I know what I'm talking about too. You know, who am I to say? But I have had my own calibrations done in regards to these podcasts to make sure that I am operating from a higher level of consciousness, and thankfully, I'm willing to accept the truth of that, whether I am or not, and the calibrations came up at a pretty high level, or around anywhere from 325 to 350 for all of our websites and all the podcasts I've been doing. So that's, you know, I'm thankful that that is the case, because I've done a lot of work with the intention to share where truth and power really exist. So in any event, I got off track a little bit there. So instead of using Dr. Hawkins' books as fodder for content, I can create my own 1001 ways to be of higher consciousness. That's going to be the topic. There are 1001 ways to be of higher consciousness. And all ways of being that are of higher consciousness are still pathways to being happy, peaceful, and successful. It doesn't matter. If you're using, like, finesse the field of higher consciousness, use a higher energy attractor field to shift your life. This is, and I'm just going to share all these different ways, and you're going to come across one like, oh, I can do that. I already do that. You know, it'll be like a validation. Like, I want you to take the path that feels the easiest to you. Like when I first started, you know, when I first I had a quantum spiritual awakening, which many of you are already aware of, and I share that in my earlier episodes. I was just annihilated on all levels, and I was trying to find a glimmer of hope somewhere. And the only glimmer of hope I could find at the time was to love and appreciate nature, animals, and babies. That's it. That was the only thing I could feel easy about loving. I couldn't love humanity. I couldn't love planet Earth. And there's many reasons for that. The experiences I had were not of this world, and they were harsh. So it was, you know, if you're in a harsh place, there is a glimmer of hope somewhere. And in these 1,001 ways to higher consciousness I'm going to share, one of these, you're going to say, oh, I can do that. And then I'm going to encourage you to just stick with it. Like decide, okay, I can do this, and I can be consistent about it. And I don't have, you know, you're just dedicated to just being this one way whenever you can. So, according to consciousness research, choosing just one pathway of higher consciousness is enough. And the human mind likes to think we're not enough. You know, all lower consciousness in all of us is that we're not enough and we're unworthy. That's pretty common through a common thread in all of our humanity, just is. So, I'm saying let go of perfectionism and thinking you have to be all the 1,001 ways or 101 ways or 10 ways, right? You don't let go of that belief because perfectionism is of lower consciousness and it keeps you stuck in a low energy attractive field. It's no good for any of us to go with the whole perfectionism thing. It's destructive and self, you know, sabotage. So back to the consciousness research. And Dr. Hawkins has said the same thing. Choosing one pathway of higher consciousness is enough. It's all you need as long as you apply it consistently as best you can throughout your life. So an example would be deciding to be considerate of others. This is just one high energy attractor field, right? If you're already considerate, freaking go with it. Call it, you know, if you have a strong suit that's of higher consciousness, just stick with that. And then when another one pops up, you're like, oh, I would like to be that way. Then you start practicing it. So another way could be deciding to remain neutral about other people's opinion. This is a very high consciousness. And I always love to teach people, go to neutral, especially when you're judging yourself. Neutral is a powerful way of being, whether you believe it or not, right? It just is proven that a neutral energy field is of higher consciousness. It can shift you into a feeling of freedom big time. And I tell the story about this with my mother. When I decided to go neutral with my mother, I felt a huge shift into freedom. It was awesome. So, now, in regards to other people's opinion, this is the lower mind, the ego wants to resist. And it wants to prove others, you know, be right and prove others wrong. This is the test here, right? If you can let go of that, the narcissistic core of the ego, you're juicing the ego when you want to prove others right, I mean wrong, and prove yourself right. So what you're doing here is you're learning to allow others to have their opinions without resistance. Just allow it. And your neutral energy field is not going to fuel their need, necessarily, to want to prove you wrong, because you're going to allow them to be right. Let them think that they're right. It's okay. You don't have to support it. You can simply allow it without judgment. Okay, some other topics that'll be fun to do is, this is going to be a new one. I'm going to share what I would call high vibe book recommendations, and some of them will be book reviews because I will have read them, but I haven't, you know, many of these recommendations, I can't read them all. And what I'm doing is I'm finding books that have been calibrated at higher levels of consciousness, And these books are intended really for like self-help or any type of personal development, spiritual growth, even just topics like that calibrate at higher levels of consciousness. And I'm going to be sure to curate those that would interest most listeners and have some significant 4 or 5 star reviews on Amazon. So I'm going to, curate them out. Like, I'll find them on Consciousness Calibrations, find some high vibe books that I think would be great topics, and then make sure that they have an audience that have confirmed that they're good or not. So I'll be sharing those as well. Another new thing that's going to be new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness and my high vibe tribe radio folks is that I'm going to be sharing what I call free tools for personal transformation. And I'll be sharing one of these every 1 or 2 months. And these are curated tools and resources that come in the form of ebooks or video series from renowned teachers, luminary healers, visionary thought leaders, significant agents of change, and best-selling offers from all around the globe. But I'm going to start with my own top 7 tools for transformation and powerful self-healing. And these are tools that I've used over the past 15 to 20 years to heal myself from significant trauma and the physical repercussions of that. So there's negative energy fields of thought and feelings that sprouted out of trauma and PTSD and that type of stuff. So I'm going to share the tools that I found incredibly helpful to get me through many things. I'm healing the body as well, and I'll share my favorite tool as we move along in this podcast series. So there's some other podcast topics that might be of interest to you, which include what I've called High Vibe Tribe interviews with celebrated faculty members of the Shift Network. Now, I'm an affiliate partner of the Shift Network, and I like to, and this is how I support the Mind Body Spirit Network, is with earning commissions through my partnerships. And I like to support the webinars, the free online events and webinars that all lead to transformational online courses from the Shift Network, among others as well. I also am a partner with Sounds True, Evolving Wisdom, and Mind Valley. And I like to curate events and online courses that, if they haven't been, some have been calibrated as to their level of consciousness, which is super helpful, as well as their books. Some of the teachers' books have given, wherever I can find calibrations, or if I know the calibrations of the topics, then I know that we're in kind of safe ground for sharing. And that's really my intent, is to make sure whatever I share with you is of higher consciousness, it can actually help. I'll be sharing the interviews with some of these people who then have an online course or event to share that goes along with it. So you can take that podcast another step and go deeper into their area of expertise and understanding. I'm also going to continue sharing free online events and summits related to transformation in the fields of mind, body, spirit, and health. Many of those will come at the beginning of most episodes. So you're going to hear like little advertisements at the beginning of our episodes, so you can see what's coming up or what's new that might be of interest to you. That's it. That's it for the new lineup. I hope you'll stick with me on our collective journey to raise our level of consciousness on various topics and become the change we want to see in our lives. And if you like what's going on here, please share it with your family, coworkers, and friends. And I would love it if you would give the podcast a review wherever it is that you download your podcasts. Hey, I'll see you again soon. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.